Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there, men and women in the 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us again to start this hour off, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
And on the telephone line, we just had Mary call us, so I'm going to bring Mary into the works. Okay, Mary, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to ask Denise about getting research anymore off the Internet. For instance, I was just trying to watch the live launch of the rocket last night, and I got to tell you, there's so much junk out there that it was really hard to get the actual NASA government website, which, if it is the real one, looks so commercialized, it didn't look like a website anymore. How in the world do you do research when even now you have to do research on the source of the research that you're looking at?
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mary. Go ahead, Denise.
She's right. I mean, I look at Fiverr, you know, whatever story it is or whatever, you know, information it is, I have to check four or five different places, and I always make sure that I look at foreign media or foreign sources to see what they're reporting back, just to kind of collaborate. Some, especially the cable news types, they just kind of copy the same article over and over.
Yeah.
And just put their own heading on it.
Mm.
But I always like to put some context in there because they don't tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to put in the person's name or you have to put in the incident and just kind of go from there. But it's a lot of work. I wrote a sizable piece yesterday that took me almost 2 hours. And it was actually dealing with General Milley. And the fact that he had said back in 2015 or 2017 in a conference for Defense One was one of the sponsors that China is not an enemy. So I went back and put it in the context that, you know, not only were they an enemy back then because of the intellectual property theft, because of the hacking, and because of the espionage, and then where we are today, that has gotten worse. So they've clearly been an adversary slash enemy for a very long time, least of which has anything to do with the Belt and Road Initiative, the Thousand Talents Program, and then the Confucius Institutes.
Hmm. Well, we got to talk about Mark Milley simply because he's not going away, not yet anyway. Mark Milley finally gave his denial, but it wound up being even a little bit worse than what we thought because he wound up telling on himself.
Well, look, I don't have a problem with, some person of, some distinction, some title in government that, calls foreign their counterparts in whatever foreign country, whether it be Israel. I mean, we don't make any phone calls to Iran, but we actually do communicate with Iran through Switzerland. But the fact that he made a call to his counterpart in the Chinese Communist Party, I don't have a problem with. But what he said in the call is what we have the problem with. Furthermore, he's in an advisory role. So he really, as an advisory, has no business really calling a foreign, military official.
Correct.
That's really left to the State Department. So... or you would have, somebody out of CENTCOM or somebody out of Southern Command or somebody out of the Department of Defense, like the Secretary of Defense or, that crowd, but not somebody that's in the Joint Chiefs.
Well, we know that Milley did not tell all the people involved that needed to be told what he was doing. The acting Secretary of Defense had no idea.
About the time, correct.
Right, and neither did the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, nor his Assistant Secretary. They both came out and said that. So, and then I've got the statements here that they made. It was a 7-piece statement. He starts out, the first part of it says, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs regularly communicates with the chiefs of defense across the world, and including China and Russia. Well, yeah, but not really on the last two. They don't just pick up the phone and say, hey, how's it going there, General? They don't do that.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's the one thing that's actually missing in this that I'm kind of surprised that nobody has really talked about is the phone call that Milley had with Nancy Pelosi.
Okay, stop right there because we'll talk about that when we come back. Here comes the break. It is a hard break. We have to take it. And I will be right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're talking about General Mark Milley and this denial that's not really a denial.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I do believe I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends, Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. Remember, education of our youth is always critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But, folks, sadly, that is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. There's three different books here, and I'm telling you, you got to go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Take a look at them, because if you are a homeschooler, if you're homeschooling your kids, and you're a grandfather or a mother or an aunt or an uncle, and you want these kids that you got, your nieces and nephews, or even your own children, to learn the right way about American history, this is the way to do it. Go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. The books come in English and Spanish, too, and Lauren Kelly, the author, will be here for the event the 23rd, next Thursday. She'll be over at the Grand Hyatt, and you get a chance to meet her. She's going to have a display table over there. So that's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check it out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Okay, so I want to wrap up very briefly, Mr. General Miley. Now, this is the one here that's really interesting. All calls from the chairman to his counterparts, including those reported, are staff coordinated and communicated with the Department of Defense and the other interagencies. Now, it's my understanding, and we talked about this during the break, I'm not so sure that there was anybody from other agencies in that room other than the DOD, probably Milley's staff.
Well, there's always going to be a translator. So the translator will always be in the room or someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to interagencies, it could be somebody from the State Department. It could be somebody from the National Security Council. So, yeah, and there is a transcript. And so if they have, they may have to, in fact, subpoena to get the transcript. I don't know, but
right.
That should be the procedure. But the one thing that's kind of missing in this whole discussion is the phone call that Milley had with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
He was, what the media is saying is that she called him because she's in a panic. She doesn't want Trump to have access to any kind of nuclear codes.
Right, because she thinks he's nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that there would be some kind of a strike that he could order on China, which is ridiculous.
Right.
But here's the interesting thing. Business Insider is reporting that, you know, he was agreeing with everything that Nancy had to say. Well, obviously, Nancy is nuttier than she ever blamed Trump for being.
You bet.
Because she concocted that.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in Trump's history that he was going to go bomb an adversary.
No.
The one thing that he, or a couple of things that he did do when it came to bombing somebody was,
the Moab.
Dropping the Moab.
Yep.
But then again, you know, he authorized the operation to take out Qasem Soleimani.
Yep.
Okay. So, she fabricated a story, and that allegedly Milley bought it. Well, here's an interesting thing. They also fabricated the story that caused all kinds of craziness on Brett Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Remember that?
I do.
So that playbook that they used for Brett Kavanaugh is the same playbook that they were using on Trump, that Nancy Pelosi was using on Trump. So Milley knows that Trump's not nuts. Milley knows that Trump can't pull the trigger on, launching a nuclear weapon.
Hmm.
He knows that. Whether he has the authority, Milley doesn't have the authority to even be in the mix, but he knows the procedure. So I would say between the two of them and obviously Chuck Schumer, this was a coup from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they conspired. And that is part of this Milley thing that, you know, everybody's concentrating on the phone calls he had with General Lee of the Chinese Communist Party, the military. That's fine. But there's the front part of this that caused a major chain reaction here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's conspiring. So if you go over to the justice, rules.
Yeah, UCMJ.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I couldn't get it out right. UCMJ.
Mm-hmm.
There are many other articles in the UC, UM, whatever it is, again, can't
right.
get it out of my mouth.
UCMJ. Mm-hmm.
That he could be brought up on.
Mm-hmm.
There's many others. There's at least another, there's at least a half a dozen that would qualify him for court martial.
Well, Senator Rand Paul mentioned Article 94 yesterday, and then later last night, he mentioned Article 88, but it would call for General Milley sitting down and taking a polygraph to testify as to whether or not he was telling the truth, and the results would be made public, but they cannot be used.
I don't think you can. Well, you may be able to use a polygraph in a military tribunal, if you will, but mm-hmm. Not in a normal court of law.
Mm-hmm.
But they have too many other means to determine whether he's telling the truth or not. And that is because of other people in the room. That is because somebody can get the transcripts, whether they decide they redact them or not. They're all recorded over the NSA.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in some deep poo-poo here.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
Alan Nebraska is saying everything Nancy does is in theater. Okay, we've got a caller. I'm going to take the call. Okay, Ian, what is your question for Denise Simon? Question.
I got a comment so
make
far.
Make it short. Go ahead.
You got a great show. And listen, forget about Trump for a minute. They've done multiple coups. She said this was a coup. Of course it's a coup. It's one of their many coups they've been doing. It's against the American people. Forget about Trump for a minute. This was against the American people. All right? Nothing's going to happen to Millie because it was against Trump. You can do anything and get away with it if it's against Trump, quote unquote. Really, it's against the American people. Nothing's going to happen. Millie knows where the power is. The power in Washington's Pelosi and Schumer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Nobody wants to say this. Okay? Nothing's going to happen. Listen, we don't punish traitors anymore in the United States. That's why they've been getting away with their bullcrap they've been ramming down our throat since 1965.
Okay.
Think about it, people.
All right.
We all punish criminals.
Thank you, Ian.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, well, he's got a point there. And I was going to mention what was his name? Bo Bergdahl.
Well, they were punishing him until Obama pardoned him.
Correct.
Meanwhile, before we got a little time left here, we have the John Durham thing.
Yes.
It is now known that John Durham is seeking an indictment on one of the lawyers that were at Perkins Coie that mm-hmm. was hired by the Hillary Clinton operation,
mm-hmm.
Michael Sussman,
mm-hmm.
that they're putting him before a grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is because he made a false statement
mm-hmm.
relating to a meeting with James Baker and the whole deal with the Trump Organization communicating with the alleged Alpha Bank.
Right.
So we may be getting some traction out of Durham.
Okay, here comes the music. We'll have to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, but this will still be in the news tomorrow. I'll betcha.
Yep.
All righty. Talk to you then. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and check out the great things that she writes about over there. And sign up for her little sit-rep that she sends out there, too. All right. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, the Military and Veterans News segment. Coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Border Patrol agents on the southern border encountered more than 208,000 illegal migrants in the month of August, a slight drop from a 21-year high in July. It was still the second straight month that more than 200,000 migrants were stopped by agents. Many were quickly returned to Mexico under Trump-era rules implemented to control the spread of COVID, but unaccompanied minors were not being turned away. Nearly 19,000 were taken into custody last month. And French President Emmanuel Macron said Wednesday that the leader of the Islamic State in the Greater Sahara has been killed. Macron tweeting that French forces had neutralized Abu al-Walid al-Sahrawi amid rumors of the leader's death that have been spreading for weeks in Mali. Local authorities have not confirmed his death. Al-Sahrawi had claimed responsibility for a 2017 attack that killed four American military personnel in Niger. News of his death comes as the trial of the lone surviving attacker in the 2015 Paris terror attacks begins. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and our Military and Veterans News is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will teach you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where those schools are right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. National Aviation Academy. Check them out.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where they will teach you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, and they're across the bay in Clearwater. So they're right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, in Clearwater. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, either one works for what I'm going to tell you. Call them up and ask to take the tour.
Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. One more time before I repeat it again here in a second. 800-659-2080. You'll get a chance to talk to not only students, but also instructors, and you'll also find out about the financing, where if you are a veteran, and a number of veterans do go to the National Aviation Academy, if you're a post-9/11 veteran, pretty much, and you haven't used your educational benefits, it's going to be paid for in total. So it'll be totally taken care of. Now, if you're pre-9/11, depending on when you got out and how long it's been since you've been in the service, they will either pay a portion or they may pay all of it, depending on how soon it was that you got out of the military and whether or not you used your benefits. But you'll have to call them up and ask them to find out. And they do have military specialists there that can help you. Now, if you've not been in the military, not to worry. They have standard school education loans, just like you'd get if you were going to college. So the number, again, is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call, National Aviation Academy, and take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu for more information. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay. GOP Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, earlier this week, asked some tough questions of Secretary of State Antony Blinken over a drone strike that killed 10 Afghan civilians, including 7 children. He was pressing the top U.S. diplomat on whether or not the Biden administration was fully aware of who was being targeted, as it's apparent that they did not get the person that they were aiming at. Instead, they got a family of an aid worker. Amazing. But the beat goes on because Senator Rand Paul, in questioning Blinken about Milley and making this statement late last night, he said General Mark Milley needs to take a polygraph test and testify on the alleged phone calls with China that could have started a war. He wants him to be brought in front of the committee to testify. And we'll see how that happens. Now, active duty troops have until December the 15th to receive one of the vaccines authorized by either the Food and Drug Administration or the World Health Organization. It is widely believed that if they don't get the vaccination, they may be retired from the service, because it's already happened in some cases. So we'll see what happens there. Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin criticized the presence of foreign troops in Syria, saying that they are there against the will of the Syrian government and are blocking the consolidation of the war-torn country. That was said yesterday by Vladimir Putin. By the way, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is scheduled to appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee later this month to discuss the Afghanistan withdrawal. He did not speak this week. They were debating whether or not they were going to order him to appear and send him a subpoena delivered right to his door. We don't know if that's going to happen yet or not. We'll see. And just 8 days after the 2020 election, then President-elect Donald Trump was so determined to end the war in Afghanistan during his presidency that he secretly signed a memo to withdraw all troops by January the 15th, 2021, according to the new book, Peril. Of course, that book has been written by journalist Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. And right now it's just got everybody on edge in D.C. looking to see what's in there because of all the different finger pointing that's going on. Also, the U.S. Navy's Essex Amphibious Ready Group and the embarked 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit entered into the Arabian Sea to begin training exercises, so said the Navy and the 5th Fleet. Now, the key to evacuations were the Special Forces units on the ground, which were able to go outside the wire and extract people in risky conditions. That's how we got a number of our Americans out. But we didn't get them all out, ladies and gentlemen. We did not get them all out. And we still have a bunch of people there, especially the contractors and their families, because they weren't going to leave their families behind just so they could get out. And they're out there in the countryside, many of them quite a ways away from Kabul, Kandahar. So we'll see what happens, because at any moment, the Taliban could turn and go after those people and just literally slaughter them, which is probably what may happen anyway. We'll see. We hope not, but we'll see. By the way, former Trump Press Secretary Sean Spicer has joined a lawsuit against the Department of Defense, Navy, Army, and Air Force, and service academies over the inability for advisory boards to meet. He was appointed to be a member of an advisory board at a service academy, I do believe. And he's also been asked to step down by Joe Biden. Doesn't have to, but he's been asked to step down. Now, according to a new poll released by Quinnipiac University, 62% of Americans think that U.S. forces will have to return to Afghanistan to fight terrorism. And I'll tell you myself, I'm one of the 62% that believes that, because Al-Qaeda is going to reemerge bigger and stronger than ever. They've already got people coming in, ladies and gentlemen, from other countries to go into Afghanistan and train. Yep, train. So we'll see how that all works out. And again, don't be surprised. I'm just sitting here waiting for the next terror attack to come along, and you should be too. I mean, you got to be vigilant. You got to pay attention to what's going on, because these people, they have not changed one iota. They still want to kill us. Think about that as we go to break. And we'll be coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street himself. Got quite a bit of good news to talk about there. But we've also got some bad news, so it kind of evens itself out. But we'll be back with him. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Roger V. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and thank you very much, Roger P. Shulman, for doing that for us. By the way, my conversation with Chris Markowski is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love the Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Now, I'll tell you what, that feels really great on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Don't forget, your Moss Acura always comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because right off the bat, you tell them that when you walk in the door, that's a $500 discount off the vehicle you're looking at. So remember that. The captain sent me. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is here with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Listen, doing a little bit of research here, and a couple things stand up and just jump right at me with this 3.5 tax deal there that the Democrats want to put forth. First of all, it's going to amount to the biggest tax hike in generations with the taxes they got in there. But secondly, buried in there is an amnesty provision for all of the illegals that are presently sitting in the United States.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what they're thinking. It's almost like they're almost trying to sabotage their own bill. I don't know if the Senate, the parliamentarian is going to allow a bill like this, because this, again, is a reconciliation thing they're trying to pass.
Right.
Which deals with budget issues. How are you going to put something when it comes to green cards in there and pass it via reconciliation? So this is, you know, it's kind of fascinating. It's, I don't know if they're doing that just to say, hey, we know it's not going to pass and we're sticking in there, or I don't know, maybe they're, you know, making the parliamentarian an offer she can't refuse in this one. But, you know, if you're going to actually follow the rules, there's no way that that could be in there.
Now, Joe Biden got a setback yesterday handed to him, namely the House panel rejected his drug pricing plan, and a major setback to him in that respect.
His drug
pricing plan.
Well, I'm not exactly familiar with how they, you know, it was handled. We've had so many different drug pricing things, you know, thrown at us. Was this have to do with Medicare?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm curious to see how exactly that was going to work out.
Got tossed out. They didn't agree to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Listen, there's, you know, when it comes to Medicare, it's one of the things that, it's running out of money fast. We just went over the numbers recently. It's also Social Security as well. Yet, you know, with the new budget plan, they're looking to continue to expand Medicare. I want to add a myriad of other things to it as well. And I just don't understand the how you're going to go about doing that when there's not enough money already.
Mm. Now, Hurricane Ida created quite a problem in the South because one of the things that it did was it caused constraints on the supply chain, which is now holding back factory production because some of the things the factories needed, they had to shut down the factories for a while. No power. Remember that? No power.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, it's created a backup. Cars have been affected. Trucks have been affected. Appliances have been affected. Different high-tech things have been affected up in the north and the northeast and the Midwest and whatnot. So it's coming back very slowly.
Yeah, supply chain issues are a major problem. That, you know, Ida just added insult to injury when it comes to all of these things that are going on. You couple this and on the fact that energy prices are going through the roof. You know, I don't see inflation becoming the slightest bit tame anytime soon. We've got a major issue on our hands. We shouldn't have it. I mean, our energy prices should be low. I mean, they should be way down. It's much worse over in Europe, than it is here, but it's getting pretty darn bad here too. You can expect a pretty rough winter as we have it right now. And when it comes to prices, this affects supply chains. So again, there's a lot of things that are adding to this, and this is why there's going to be long waits for certain products out there.
Well, as of right now, the wholesale price for gasoline is $2.17 a gallon without the taxes being added on it at the refinery. The wholesale price for diesel is $2.16 a gallon without the taxes being added at it at the refinery, and then of course the state taxes down the line. But gasoline yesterday jumped in my area to as high as $3.09 a gallon, which is the first time it's been over $3 in a long time. And diesel's been over $3, so that didn't stop any. But there was no reason at the wholesale price of $2.17 for it to jump the way that it jumped, about 10 cents a gallon. It did not go up that high. It only went up 2 cents.
They're talking about supply issues right now, is part of the issue with the jump. This is, you know, trying to get my arms around it as well. That's an issue right now. And it's not just here. Again, like I said, it's over in Europe. And we're not just talking gasoline. We're talking natural gas prices, well, electricity prices are going to be much, much higher going into this winter. Right now, you've actually, in other parts of the world, reading a story this morning, the UK, certain plants, they have fertilizer plants that have just shut down because natural gas prices are so high that they can't afford to stay open.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question. Why is the Biden administration and the House Democrats taking a really tough stance with Tesla? What's that all about?
In regards to what? I don't know. What are they taking a tough stance with them on? I'm not sure.
Well, they don't want to give them their tax credits, and that would cause the electric cars to jump way up in price and all that stuff.
Well, they already got their tax credits. It was only good. I forget the amount of vehicles. Maybe it was 500, a certain amount of vehicles where there would be the subsidy to the buyer, the federal tax credit to the buyer of the electric mm-hmm. vehicle, and they ran out of that. Tesla wanted that to be extended. They wanted, again, to me, it's pathetic. Why should I have to pay for subsidize someone else's vehicle purchase? And it's in essence what it is that, well, someone buys a Tesla, you know, you're helping to pay for that Tesla because you're giving them a $7,000, tax break.
Yeah, wait till you hear this one. Half of the people polled say their next car they buy, their next new car they buy, will be electric.
I mean, people say lots of things.
I don't know who's saying that. I don't know anybody who's saying that.
You know, when you get a phone call from a pollster and they start asking you questions and you want to make yourself look bad, they'll say certain things. electric cars are fine. I mean, if you use them for the right reasons, if you got to go on long trips on a regular basis, to me, it's, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to plan my trip around trying to find a hotel that has the right charging station, trying to find a charging station along the way. I'm not doing that.
You'd be the guy in the hotel with the cord out the door.
Getting stuck in traffic here in New York, and then, oh, my God, you're starting to freak out because you're running low on electricity.
Sure.
Sorry, no, that's not happening. I mean, right now as it exists, it's great for certain purposes, but not all.
Now, high steel prices right now are challenging manufacturers and consumers because steel has gone way out of sight.
Yeah, steel, aluminum, you name it, across the board. You get a lot of these commodity prices, input prices are going up. Again, this means you're going to be paying much, much more. Mm-hmm. Again, we could talk about all the raises in the world that are out there, but the cost of living has gotten very expensive.
Yeah, and here's a little bit more on the taxes. The millionaire taxes would increase to 11% under the new House Democratic plan. 11%.
Increase 11%.
Yeah.
It's not going to be 11%. Now, the taxes in certain states are going to be astronomical if you pile on the state and local taxes as well. I don't see it getting through. I really don't. The markets don't seem to think it's going through either.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Enjoy yourself up there in the Big Apple, and I'll see you soon.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website, and many of the same radio stations you're listening to right now, me on, he's on the weekend. Check out your schedule to see when he's on. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.